This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, members of a First Nation are rebounding from a contaminated water system, causing severe gastrointestinal illnesses, while tribes and advocates implore the U.S. Senate not to modify parts of the Small Business Administration. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. It's been a month since hundreds of members of a Northern Ontario First Nation were put in hotels across the province after a water crisis. Many, however, have chosen to stay at the reserve. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, a state of emergency was declared in early January after a parasite was found in water samples and led to dozens of cases of gastrointestinal illnesses.
Medical staff left Kashishawan a week ago after consultation with community leaders, but they say residents who remain will still be able to access healthcare services. Lisa Westaway is the regional executive for Indigenous Services Canada.
We've worked with WAHA, the Winnebago Area Health Authority, Orange, which is Emergency Land-Based Emergency Response, and Ministry of Health to ensure that services are in place for community members who choose to remain in Kashishawan.
Band leaders in Kashishawan declared a state of emergency on January 4th after damage to the water system that led to sewage seeping into people's homes, creating a public health and safety issue. More than 1,500 people were sent to communities across Ontario, including Niagara Falls, Timmins, and Kingston. Less than 400 decided to stay. Tyson Wesley is the executive director of the Kashishawan First Nation.
A lot of people currently in the community are deciding to stay. However, we're trying to develop some plans to allow them to be there, such as our community across the river, Fort Albany. So we're trying to see how they can access healthcare.
More than 60 band members at the fly-in community on the western shore of James Bay have been diagnosed with the parasite Cryptosporidium, which causes gastrointestinal symptoms such as cramps, diarrhea, nausea, fever, and vomiting. Most cases are resolved without medication over a couple of weeks. It's still unclear when people will be able to return home. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
Tribal leaders from across the country spoke out this week at a U.S. Senate hearing against possible changes within the Small Business Administration program that supports Native entities. Alaska Desk's Alona Niden reports.
The 8A Business Development Program provides federal contracting opportunities to socially disadvantaged individuals or tribes. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski co-led the oversight hearing focused on the program.
It delivers mission-critical work for civilian and defense agencies, and it promotes economic development in Native communities while helping to fulfill the federal trust responsibility.
But over the past year, the Federal Small Business Administration and other agencies have launched audits into the program and announced a sweeping suspension of companies participating in it. U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth also announced on social media last month that his department would be
taking a sledgehammer to the oldest DEI program in the federal government.
Murkowski says that Native-owned businesses participate in the program because Congress recognized the government's trust and treaty obligations to Native communities.
And that was not based on race. It was not based on DEI.
Catherine Carlton is Inupiat from Cordova and is the president of Chugach Alaska Corporation. Her organization has participated in the program for decades and has benefited from its economic opportunities.
For us, it provided the pathway to recover from the devastating Exxon Valdez oil spill in our region.
Polly Watson is vice president of operations at Bristol Bay Native Corporation and says her organization has several businesses participating in the 8A program. Watson says the corporation reinvests the revenue it receives through government contracts back into community. One example is a partnership with the State Division of Motor Vehicles to deliver mobile DMV services.
To bring real ID and driver's license services to 7 villages in the Bristol Bay region serving 544 rural residents.
Tribal leaders and senators from Nevada, Oklahoma, Montana, and Hawaii all spoke in support of the Native participation in the 8A program. In Anchorage, I am Alona Niden.
This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull.